Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking that classic old-school DNB air horn hit, launching it in session view, and then flipping it into a proper arrangement view performance inside Ableton Live 12. The goal is to make it feel like a real part of a drum and bass record, not just a random rave sound dropped on top. Now, if you know DNB, you know this sound has attitude, it's hype, it's cheeky, and when it lands right, it can act like a signal flare for the whole track. It can point to the drop, answer the snare, or become that little phrase the crowd remembers. But the big trick is this. The horn has to support the groove, not fight it. So first, choose the right sample. You want something short, brash, and a little rough around the edges. Classic rave energy is the vibe here. Not polished. Not cinematic. More like, heads up, something's about to happen. Drop the sample into simpler on an audio track. Set it to one-shot mode so the full hit plays cleanly, and if the tail is too long, tighten the start and end points. At DNB tempos, especially around 170 to 174 BPM, even a slightly messy tail can blur into the snare and bass. We want punctuation. We want impact. If the sample feels off pitch, nudge it by ear so it sits better with the track. You do not need to overthink it at this stage. Just get it feeling connected. Next, build a simple session view clip. Keep it basic at first. One or two horn hits is enough. A very classic move is to place the hit at the end of a bar, like beat 4, so it answers the drums and pushes into the next phrase. That call and response feel is huge in drum and bass. The snare speaks, and the horn replies. You can also try placing the horn just before the drop, or only offbeat after the snare, if you want it to feel more dancefloor and less predictable. The main idea is phrase awareness. Don't place it randomly. Place it like it belongs to the arrangement. Now shape the sound with a few stock Ableton tools. Start with EQ8. High pass the horn to get rid of low junk, usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. Then listen for harshness in the upper mids. If it's biting too hard, gently dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. If it needs more presence, a small boost around 1 to 2 kHz can help it cut through. After that, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way. Just enough to give the horn some grit and make it feel more alive. Soft clip-on is usually a smart move here, especially if you want it to hit harder without getting wild. Then use auto filter if you want movement. This is especially useful if the horn is going to evolve from a tease into a full drop moment. Start it darker in the build, then open it up as the section develops. That rising motion is a simple way to create tension without needing a big melodic part. Utility is also useful here. If the horn is too wide or messy, narrow the stereo image a little. Keep the center focused so it translates well in a club mix. A horn like this should feel sharp and controlled, not like it's smearing across the whole track. Now for the fun part, perform it. Switch to arrangement view and hit record. Launch the horn clip live while the track plays. This is where the session view energy becomes a real arrangement. And don't stress if the first take is a bit rough. That's part of the point. You want the feeling of a performance. Try at least two passes. On the first pass, keep it simple and get the placement down. On the second pass, be a little more expressive. Maybe launch the clip a touch earlier. Maybe let one hit ring out. Maybe add a repeated hit at the end of the phrase. These tiny live decisions can make the part feel human and musical. This is really important in DNB. The horn should lock to the phrase, not just the grid. Think in 2-bar, 4-bar, 8-bar chunks. In a roller or jungle style drop, a horn on the end of bar 1 or bar 2 can act like a callback to the snare. If the drums are busy, let the horn answer the spaces instead of crowding them. If you want the horn to feel more precise, you can always edit the MIDI or audio after the performance. But starting with a live pass gives you a much better sense of how it actually behaves in the track. Now let's turn it from a single hit into an arrangement feature. In arrangement view, automation is what gives this sound a real arc. For example, you can automate auto-filter cutoff so the horn starts closed and opens toward the drop. You can throw a little reverb only on the last hit of a phrase. You can add a quick echo throw just before a transition. You can even dip the utility gain slightly before the horn returns, so the next hit feels bigger by contrast. That contrast is everything. If the horn is always doing the same thing, it gets boring fast. But if it opens, closes, hits dry, then blooms on the transition, suddenly it feels like a proper part of the track. A good arrangement move is to use the horn as a section marker. Maybe the intro has a filtered tease. Maybe the build gets one or two rising horn moments. Maybe the drop is dry and punchy. Then in the switch-up, you mute it or chop it up for tension. When it comes back in the second drop, maybe it's dirtier, heavier, or layered with a lower version. That's how you make a motif feel alive. If the horn still feels too clean, try resampling it. Print it with saturation, reverb, or echo active, then trim the result down. You can even reverse the tail for a swell into the hit, or add tiny stutters before the transient. Those little edits can make it sound like it was built into the track from the start. And here's a pro tip. Check the horn at low volume. If it still reads clearly when played quietly, that usually means it's sitting well in the arrangement. If it disappears, it probably needs more mid-range presence or better timing. Also, don't forget the bass line. A horn hit that sounds great solo can still clash with a res, sub, or mid-bass layer. If the bass is busy, keep the horn brief and selective. Sometimes once every four bars is more effective than every bar. In drum and bass, less repetition can actually create more impact. So to recap the workflow, choose a short, aggressive horn sample, tighten it in simpler, shape it with EQ and saturation, perform it in session view, record it into arrangement view, and then automate the movement so it becomes part of the track's phrasing. Keep it rhythmic, keep it intentional, and keep it in dialogue with the drums. If you do it right, the horn won't feel like an overlay. It'll feel like a statement, a little burst of rave DNA sitting right on top of a tight DNB groove. Now go build that moment and make it hit like a proper drop signpost.